Have we?
Yeah, what kind of gifts are you going to... What kind of gifts are you going to bring to Bingo
Well, that depends on the answer to this question.
Okay.
Are there tickets still available?
Yes, there are.
Oh, well, then we have to say really good gifts. If we were sold out, we could be more truthful.
It's selling. It's selling pretty well. It probably will sell out, but it's not quite sold out yet.
People had fun last year.
They had a lot of fun.
People went home with valuable prizes.
Yep. You brought in your John Lovitz dolls.
Yeah.
You brought in your family bingo games.
Oh, that's right. I could do that. Yes.
Let's see, you brought in Who Tooted.
Well, I have
all the hit toys that you developed during your long career as a toy maker.
Developed and couldn't sell.
Hey, come on! You made $1 million with Uncle Andy toys. That's the rumor I heard. $1 million.
I don't know if that's accurate, but
that's accurate. You told me that.
Well, I told you that in confidence. You should look up the word confidence when we're done. You don't have time right now.
Confidence.
Yeah,
man.
You should look that up.
Con man.
No, yeah. It's not con man. In confidence.
Confidence man.
Yeah, it means I just shared something privately with you.
Yeah.
That I was not expecting you to.
Well, you
to
just
broadcast.
So you just acknowledged how true it is.
Good
job.
You just acknowledge that you're borderline demented.
Borderline? Thanks for the compliment.
You're welcome.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
We should promote this thing. So it's bingo night this Friday.
This Friday night. Doors at 7:30, bingo at 8.
What happens between 7:30 and 8? It's the mingling.
We're showing mingling and we're showing movies.
Oh, yeah. We'll have a movie to show.
Yeah.
And then we're doing bingo. We do our bingo a little differently. It's a little bit unorthodox. For one thing, we do a couple of rounds of honor system bingo.
That's right.
You can yell bingo anytime. No one will question you.
We do fantasy bingo.
Fantasy bingo? How does that work?
It's kind of like honor system bingo.
You get to make up the numbers on your board?
Yeah.
Any numbers you... No, we can't do that.
Well, it's kind of similar to honor system bingo.
Why don't we give people a blank piece of paper and have them make their own board before a round? They can use all their lucky numbers. You know how people have numbers they consider lucky?
Yeah.
Would that work?
No.
No, that would be...
No, I don't think anybody would win. One thing we're not doing that we did last year, perimeter bingo.
It just took too long?
It took forever. That's out. All the other variations are in. And what are you going to bring? Do you have any more John Lovitz dolls? Talking John Lovitz dolls?
I have as many John Lovitz dolls as I had a year ago. Haven't sold a one.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
So you can bring a couple.
I'll bring a John Lovitz doll.
I've got some rare FMU swag. And
give us a little taste of that. What kind of thing are you thinking?
Box sets. Oh, we have all these new special edition T-shirts and sweatshirts and socks and all sorts of stuff.
So how many rounds of bingo will there be?
Well, last year I think we had about, around 7 or 8.
Okay. I'm good. I'll get bored pretty quickly.
You didn't get bored last year. You were on, baby. You were on.
Okay, so that's 7:30.
On fire.
And how much are you... So
You can use your new zinger joke that you just told me and Owen.
No, I won't use that.
Yeah. It's
maybe. Okay.
Was hilarious.
We'll say maybe. But listen, what are you charging people? What do they get? Two boards? People can buy additional boards, right?
Oh, yeah. The money's in the boards. We let people in for $5.
Okay, it's $5 at the door, and then how much is each board?
Oh, the boards will cost you. The boards is where the money is. The boards is our popcorn. Let me put it that way.
Why don't you charge $400 per little marker that they have to use? Per pencil. You have to use only official designated pencils. $500.
But we had a great time at bingo last year, which is why we're doing it again. Most of the things we've tried, we never dare do them a second time. But this one, we're actually doing it again.
Yeah. I remember fun. I remember fun very fondly.
Yeah.
Okay, 7:30.
I took some fun home. It lasted for like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I remember. What was her name, that volunteer?
I should have stuffed her in the freezer.
Yeah. I remember you called her Fun.
She would have lasted longer.
Hey, Fun. Fun, we're out of here. Fun. I'll meet you by the car.
So anyway, you can get tickets at the door, 43 Montgomery Street, Friday night.
No, you can't get tickets at the door. What if it's sold out? There's no chance of it being sold out?
There is a chance. If you're worried about it selling out, you can go to WFMU.org and buy tickets now.
Is it family friendly?
Are you going to tell that joke you just told me in Irwin?
Well,
yes or
not
no?
If there's kids there.
But it's so funny, that joke.
Come on, I don't want to make parents uncomfortable.
We can bring earplugs.
Okay, we'll bring earplugs for the kids.
Yeah.
For when Uncle Andy's telling his little jokes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get earplugs. Kids get earplugs for free. Whenever you see Uncle Andy talking, you just stuff those earplugs in.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah, so done and done.
We'll be family friendly.
Yeah, family friendly.
Yes.
With an asterisk.
So that's Friday night, 7:30 door, 8 o'clock bingo.
Oh, wait, you're talking about this Friday?
This Friday night, December 5th.
Can't make it.
No, you're there, buddy.
No, you're there. No, I've got anything else to do.
No, you're there. You committed. It's too late. No backing out now. How's that TV show?
This is why people around here hate you.
How's that TV show of yours doing?
Fine, thank you.
With the super hot lead?
All I need is
Matthew Grubler.
Yeah, I'm honored to be working with him.
He's so dreamy.
I need is 13 stories, 13 episodes. I need 13 things for.
Oh, cool! So you're mysteries. You're looking for some spec scripts for people to send you.
I'd rather chew glass than read a spec script.
Okay. Who's the female lead again?
To be determined. You have someone in mind?
Yeah. Adriana Arjona. I believe I've suggested her before.
How about the girl you referred to as Fun a month ago?
No, she's not available. So you need
Fun. Keep your head down. Keep your head down until we're out of Jersey City.
An actress who's not too big right now.
You live here, Ken? You live at this motel? I'm living here now. Yeah,
no,
I'm living here.
No, that's just where I'm stepping Fun. Silly Andy.
That's a great nickname for a young girl. For a young girl at community college.
Silly Andy.
Okay. Hey, we have a show tonight.
Yes, we do.
Okay, why did you kind of shoehorn the whole the real subject and the topic into the show.
Okay. We wanted to let you rat out your siblings, whether you're a kid or an adult. If you have a sibling and you want to finally tell the story about how they embezzled all of Dad's money or
just went into Mom's purse. We have a phone number. It's a tattletale line, and we can disguise your voice. Your family will never know. We're not asking for your name, but if you want to rat out your sibling, it's a tattletale phone line, and the number is 201-209-9368. And Ken, we'll disguise everyone's voices?
Yeah, I haven't quite worked out the disguise yet. We can try it out right here.
So this is good for kids or adults or anyone in between, right? If you have a sibling and you want to... I know you've been bursting. You've been dying to tell what they've been up to, right?
Right. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm late to the game.
Huh. I don't think so. Talk to Andy for a bit while I adjust the...
Andy, I was wondering what kind of pen you like to tap. Or do you like to click? Is it only the clicker, or do you have any pen and just tap it on the...
Oh, my gosh. Are you hearing me click as I talk?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I wasn't even aware of that, and I'm...
No, I'm just curious, because Ken can have the opposite pen in the studio.
I don't know what the opposite pen means, but... I'm putting the pen down. I think just me chomping gum.
Then you're going to thumb.
Me just chomping on gum is distraction enough.
Okay. Can you tell, are you going to tattle on your siblings?
My sibling. Yes, I have two siblings. That's a very good question. You know what I used to do with my sister? We had separate bedrooms, and there was one phone between us. This is before cell phones, of course. There was one phone between us, and our dad put in a plug in my room and a plug in her room, and we would share the phone. When I wanted to use the phone, I would bring it into my room, and when my sister wanted to use the phone, she would bring it into her room. But I found a way to eavesdrop on her when she was using the phone. I could plug little headsets into my little holes there in the, what is it called, Ken?
Earphones?
Earphones, but in the little thingy where the phones are plugged in the plug. And so I would eavesdrop on my sister. This is me tattling on myself, really. But what I used
to... Okay, so you heard that you could tattle on her?
I guess that's good, Ken. That actually sounds pretty well disguised. No one will know who's talking. And then what I used to do is bang on when my sister was talking to her friends, I would bang on her door and scream obscenities and then go running back to my room and put in the secret headset and then listen while they talked about me. That was my way of prompting them to talk about me because all things equal, otherwise they didn't often talk about me. Can you imagine a conversation about someone other than me and me having to listen?
I can't. I know. Let's have some callers.
So that's not really me tattling on my sister, but that's a memory I have of my sister. I know. Now, do you have a sibling?
Yes, I do, and I have numerous, and I can't think. I'll call back if I remember something. I have a memory.
Yes, call
I
back.
I wanted to make something up.
Okay, well, I'm so glad you kicked things off.
Yeah.
And okay, so now wait, Ken, what are you? Ken?
Bye.
So Ken, you're working on the working on the masking little device?
Yeah, I was trying to, but it's not cooperating.
No, no, no. For a hot minute there, our caller sounded like a young child that's been sniffing helium.
Okay. Well, that's the way it's set now. I'm not crazy about it, but we'll work with it. The phone number is 201-209-9368.
That's our sibling tattle line, right, Kenny?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give the phone number out again, Ken. Avert your eyes, Ken, because the phone bank is going to light up. It could burn your retinas.
Okay.
It's going to be so bright.
That sounds fun.
Okay. So if you want to tattle on your sibling, you don't have to give your name. We will disguise your voice. We will mask your voice. We won't ask where you're calling from, and you will be able to finally let the world know what your sibling has been up to secretly. 201-209-9368.
So you were telling the story about how you would prank your sister?
I don't know if you'd call it a prank, but that was my sister.
Yeah. Trying to think of
my sister. I can't think of any time she's ever crossed the line. She is so
what
such
about
a goody
brother?
Goody.
Did you ever do anything to your brother?
Well, my brother, I guess I could tattle on him once a year. He hasn't done it in a couple of years, but until recently, once a year, he'd go down to Mexico with some friends and they would hunt homeless people for sport.
Uh huh.
Just right outside Mexico City in the mountains.
Right, like
is that tattling? I guess that's something. It's not in the country. I mean,
like with paintball.
No. They would hunt and kill them and then bury them in the mountains. But I mean, it's not. I guess it's tattling. I guess it's wrong.
Yeah, no. That's,
even though they're homeless.
No, that's extremely wrong.
Well, as you understand, they're homeless.
No, it's known as murder. That's homicide.
Well, you weren't listening. They were Mexican.
It doesn't matter, Andy. All human lives are equal. I don't know.
What?
You must have missed the memo.
All human lives are equal.
Yeah.
Ken Friedman, ladies and gentlemen. That's just a sample of the kind of fun we're going to be having. 201-209-9368. All human lives are equal.
Are we ready to go?
Cut to our listening audience. No! No, they're not. Anyone that's met more than five humans knows.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
There you go. Where your voice is disguised. You don't have to. You don't have to hold back. Exactly. You're an alien baby. Why? What's wrong with this, Ken? Ken, you're not happy with this?
No, it's really unclear.
Do you have a sibling? And what has your sibling been up to?
I have siblings, but my cattle would be on a cousin. I don't know if
that qualifies.
Your cousin. Wait, hold on. Wait, don't say anything because you're going in and out of the voice masking. Hold on. Hold on. Wait until you're safe.
Go ahead.
Okay. I promised we wouldn't ask your name, but we are curious about your cousin's name.
Cousin's name is Drew.
Drew. Okay. You shouldn't have told us that. There was no reason for you to tell us that. But it's too late now. Okay, so tell us something that Drew has done that he wouldn't want broadcast, even broadcast on FMU.
Bit of a tale, but he stored some illicit substances in my grandmother's wall.
Wait, he stored some, hold on. I'm sorry, let me make sure I understand. He stored some drugs in your grandmother's house.
In a wall, specifically.
In a wall. There's some kind of fake, there's a fake wall. There's a space, a space behind that wall. Is that right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And is the substance still there?
It is not there. I had to go and retrieve it since I think his parents were going to be in the room or something like that.
So it was in a bedroom in your grandmother's house.
You gotta get those out of there. Like, they're gonna be in there.
And you were worried somebody would tumble onto it.
Stumble on it, yeah, and then connect some dots.
So I had to drive
over there.
Ken, are you listening to this? He had to drive. They were 13 years old. Drugs hidden in the grandmother's house.
Uh-huh.
Our caller, but the cousin's name is Drew,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
We can probably piece together the name of this family. I think we have enough information.
Rabinowitz?
No, that's a good guess, Ken. You assume Jew. That's good. Huh. You go there. You go there automatically now, don't you, Ken?
Yeah. Miller?
Okay. So now has Drew sort of straightened out his life, would you say?
He's no longer stashing illicit substances in my grandmother's wall.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. And I'm asking for a friend. I'm asking for Ken. What is the address of your grandmother's house?
You'll never know.
And do you think there might be? We understand you got all the baggies.
They still be there.
Yeah, we understand.
My grandmother's not.
We understand the baggies have been removed, but Ken was asking about any residual powder that might have fallen.
No, man, I'm straight edge. I don't do that stuff anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And all human beings have dignity and are equal. Hey, if you're just tuning in, Kent's trying out some of his new material that he's doing. He's working out some stand-up. Yeah, for bingo night. Tell us about how straight edge you are, Ken.
Extremely straight edge.
Tell us about how all humans are equal.
Yes, all humans are equal, Andy.
No one deserves to be killed.
I didn't say that, but all humans are equal.
Wait, so this is interesting. I'm no mathematician, but I think it's an interesting equation. If you're just tuning in, what we're learning is all humans are equal, but some of them deserve to be killed. Right? Am I right, Ken?
That's what I said.
Exactly. So I'd love to speak to someone that has studied logic or math or physics.
Uh-huh.
I believe what Ken is saying, that all humans then deserve to be killed.
Well,
if we're all equal and Larry deserves to be killed.
What did Larry do?
Why doesn't Moe and Curly deserve to be killed?
Well, tell me what Larry did. Oh, you're talking about Larry the Stooge.
Well, I'm just saying as an example. He was putting his fingers in Moe's eyes for years.
Is it any coincidence that all three Stooges are Jewish? Why do you bring up Larry?
All three Stooges are Jewish?
Yeah.
Were they Jewish?
Well, Larry and Mo and Curly were.
Well, that's not, well. Who else is? Who
well,
else
there was Shemp.
There? Oh, Shemp. Who was the one that was there temporarily?
Curly got replaced by Shemp, I believe.
Yeah, it's as if you were scheduling them, right?
Yeah.
Shemp was on for 6 months. Then you brought Curly in.
Yeah, sorry, I'm still trying to figure out the...
I know, you're trying to get the demon voice going.
The demon, the chipmunk voice. I think it's broken.
I think the chipmunk voice will do fine, Uncle Ken.
Okay, you think it's okay?
Yeah.
I think you need to continue translating as you've been doing.
Oh, you don't think it's as clear as the demon voice?
You know, the demon voice is worse, but this is both. It's the chipmunk voice in one channel and the demon voice in the other channel.
Oh, we're hearing both.
Yeah, you're hearing both. It's really messed up.
Or why don't you just say it's really a creative, positive solution?
It's really great. It doesn't deserve to be killed.
201-209-9368. We're tattling on your siblings. It's our tattletale line. Why don't we say goodbye to this guy?
Snitches or bitches?
Snitches get stitches.
Oh, that's what it is. Snitches get stitches.
Hey, you know what I would do if I ever got cut accidentally?
What?
And I needed stitches but didn't have the money?
Snitch on somebody?
Exactly, baby. And I'll tell you why. Hear me out, and then you might understand.
It makes no sense what
you're saying. I know. Okay. Hear me out. Just listen for once in your life. Just shut up and listen.
Okay.
Okay. I need stitches. It's an emergency.
Are you bleeding?
Okay. I'm bleeding profusely.
You're bleeding bad.
I'm bleeding out, baby.
Oh,
okay?
No.
Hold on. I can't afford stitches, right?
What are you going to do?
I snitch on someone. I'll snitch on my wife. I'll snitch on you.
Oh!
It's an emergency.
Oh, man.
It's life or death.
Oh,
that's
man.
My plan. And I'll tell you why. Snitches get stitches.
I saw that one coming.
Okay.
Oh, man, that's really smart.
Always thinking.
Yep.
Always thinking.
Good job.
Haven't paid for a stitch in 30 years. I've sent a few of my friends to jail. But I haven't paid for a single stitch.
I guess you haven't severed a major artery or anything like that.
Why, you think then? No, if I sever a major artery, then I have to really start stitching.
Yeah, then you need sutures.
Yeah.
And then what are you going to do to get a suture?
I believe the old saying is snitches get sutures.
I don't think so.
That's not it? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Man, we had a call. I saw a red light. It was like a mirage in the desert.
Futures get sutures. Coochers.
Yeah, coochers get sutures. Hey, if you're just tuning in, Ken's trying to think of rhymes for sutures. 201-209-9368. Yeah. How's the station doing here, Ken?
It's doing great.
Yeah, it's doing great.
Except that our reverb unit's a little broken.
Yeah, and we haven't sold out bingo night.
We're close. We're doing fine. We're doing better than we did last year.
Are we?
Yeah.
How many boards on average do people buy at the door?
People sometimes buy, you know, 3-4 boards.
Every board increase your chances.
Yep.
You can't be in it. You can't win it. Wait, what is it? You got
to
be in it.
You got to be in it to win it.
Yeah.
And you got to...
Right. If you're not at bingo night, the odds of you winning is almost zero.
Yeah, and you won't get stitches either. Here we go.
201-209-9368. That's our tattle line. We're tattling on our siblings. Long overdue. It's like a dream come true for everyone with a brother or sister.
Hi, your voice is disguised. You're on the air, but talk slowly and clearly.
Sure, my voice is disguised.
Yes, it is,
yes,
absolutely
it is.
Disguised, and I can even understand you.
Yes.
Okay, good. Can futures rhymes with sutures?
What did he say?
He was trying to give you a rhyme for sutures.
Okay.
And that's the end of our show. I told you I'm leaving early tonight, right?
You did.
Yeah, I gave you a heads up.
Yeah, why do you have to leave early tonight?
I got a phone call.
Phone call. Oh, and you're going to take it right here?
No, I'll take it. I'll go in the car.
Take it on the air during...
No. It's a private
21
thing. Left. No.
Is it about your little TV show?
Yeah, it's a job interview. Somebody wants a job.
Oh, who? The female lead?
No, I'm not. I'm not discussing it.
Oh. I
this person has a spec script, I believe they said.
I've never been...
Yeah, where do I set? No, I'm just kidding. Hey, what are you trying? Tell me if this will work. Try
all the way to the right on that channel.
Yeah, I can't pan.
It'll just be the high voice.
No, sorry, I can't pan. No can pan.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I hope you get the help I need. Bye.
I hope you do, too.
So we have people calling with rhymes for suture. We have people trying to help you disguise the voices of callers. Say, we're tattling on your kinfolk. We're at 201-201. Okay, let me give the number one more time in case somebody else has a tattle. 201-209-9368. And who are you tattling on?
My sister. She eats boogers.
His sister.
She still eats boogers.
His sister eats boogers. I think most people do eat boogers.
If boogers means what I think it means.
What do you think it means?
It's substance that's expelled from your nostrils.
Yeah, why are you being so technical about it? Well, you usually talk in normal language. And now when it comes to boogers, you're suddenly high society.
Well, what do you mean most people eat boogers? I think most people eat boogers.
Oh, we're not going to get into this.
I think most people have eaten boogers.
I think most people wish they could eat boogers. Hey, thanks for calling, though, and I'm not being sarcastic.
Most people look back on the days that they ate boogers as the golden period.
Well, you've never been hungry, Ken. Sometimes it's all a man has.
Hi, your voice is disguised and you're on the air.
We're calling from the year 1-9.
We're tattling on our kinfolk. We're tattling on our family.
Oh,
it's finally an opportunity to get it off your chest. It's been driving you crazy. 201-209-9368. Go ahead. What have your siblings been up to?
I'm an only child. I just want to do that Army of the 12 Monkeys moment and hear my voice.
I don't know what... Oh, there you go.
Only child. That's all I heard.
Well,
that'll teach
him. I wonder why his parents didn't want any more children. I can't imagine. Can you, Ken?
Oh, because of his repellent personality, I think. Hey, you have one of those.
A repellent personality?
Yeah.
Where'd this all come from?
What's it like?
What's with you tonight? Have I ever said anything negative about you, ever?
Never. On this show, no, you've never, never, ever have you said anything negative about me.
I need someone to look up the word repellent. And get back to me. I think it's a negative.
Hi, you're on the air. Your voice is disguised.
So my brother used to steal my father's car when my father was asleep at night.
Wow.
So get this, Ken.
He taught himself to drive that way.
How old was he?
You must translate, Andy. Because
I will. I apparently when... Oh my God, did you hear that, Kenny?
I think I heard it.
The father's sleeping. The brother is stealing the car. The brother, this is too young to drive, too young to get a license.
Yeah, I used to do that too.
Yeah.
Go on.
Okay. I'm surprised we don't hear from your brother later in the show. So the brother is spotted all around town. The cops know him, right? People know him. They see him driving. So get this, Ken. Months go by. A year goes by.
Uh-huh.
He's now old enough for a driver's license.
What happens?
He goes in to apply to the driver's license, goes into the DMV.
Yeah.
And get this. Get this, Ken.
They go, Stan!
They go, Stan.
What are you doing here?
They've seen him driving around for years. And you know what they say? No can do. No license for you. That'll teach you a lesson.
No, that's not true.
Didn't you hear what our caller... It's absolutely true, Ken.
It's the opposite.
Oh, yeah, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
You mean they give you a license?
Yeah.
Because you've proven yourself to be a safe driver.
Have an extra license.
Yeah, have an extra license.
Have two.
Yeah. My brother comes home from Mexico sometimes with extra IDs.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Hey, we're at 201-209.
Thank you, caller. That was a good tattle.
201-209-9368. This is our Tattletale Hotline. We're exposing our kinfolk, right?
Yeah, I was a latchkey kid, and I used to steal my parents' cars all the time. And then when my dad finally taught me how to drive, I had to fake it. I had to pretend I didn't know how to drive.
Because you'd been driving.
Because I'd been driving, so I had to, like, intentionally do stupid, bad things.
You're still doing that, even though your father's long dead.
Oh, yeah. No, it becomes
Your father so intimidated you that years later, you still drive stupidly.
Like when he was trying to teach me to drive a stick, and I had to do, like, the bucking bronco thing.
You had to pretend you hadn't been driving.
Yeah.
How proud you must be of yourself, Ken.
Not really.
Yeah.
I loathe life.
It'll be over soon, buddy. It won't last forever. That's my promise to you.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah. I think this really will be cathartic.
Okay. It is going to be cathartic.
It is going to be cathartic. That's another word I have to look up later.
Okay. We were raised by my great-grandmother.
Raised by his great-grandmother.
Okay.
She's a saint, but a hop in the keister, you know?
She's a saint and a hobbit.
Oh, my God. You know when the Bilbo freaks on the photo the first time, and he, like, goes for the ring, and what? It kind of always looked like, you're making me digress.
He's talking about Bill. He had a very, very funny story about Bilbo Baggins.
So this is where we are. We're playing Decipher the Caller. This is the show. We're trying to guess what the callers are trying to say. Give us a call, 201-209-9368, and Ken and I will try to decipher, to divine what the hell you're trying to communicate.
I'm sorry, the reverb unit is broken.
No, this is our show. Great.
So I did not use drugs, you know?
I do not use drugs.
Okay, good.
Good?
Right, and I had my issues, but I was very loyal. She's an old lady, she took care of us. My brother was way young.
We have our issues, but we still loved and respected our great-grandma.
Yeah, she was a saint.
Because your parents and their parents were all doing time.
They were doing something.
They were doing something. Okay, you don't have to explain.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go on.
So he ends up misplacing a dime bag of marijuana.
There's a dime bag of marijuana. Grandma misplaced it.
It's not much.
Yeah, there was a whole, and I had to break their fight up. They're fighting over drugs. No. So she finds this and flips, and I cop to it, and I didn't even use that at the time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I see. Okay, Grandma,
the saintly hobbit, finds a dime bag of weed.
That your sibling hid.
She flips out, so this guy cops to it.
The baby, she would have flipped if she thought he was, you know what I mean? Because it's a straight track.
Oh, so you took... You took the hit for your brother.
He's going to be addicted to heroin in probably a week.
Yeah, gateway drug. Yeah, just like FMU is kind of a gateway radio station, wouldn't you say, Ken?
Yes, absolutely.
You end up listening to NPR and news stations, right?
Oh, even worse.
Yeah, even worse, yeah.
Yeah, Heaven's Gate.
Yeah, heavens forbid. Okay.
So I never, you know what I mean?
Yet another caller who hid drugs in their grandmother's house. There's the pattern for you.
It's a good place to hide it.
Oh, my God, it's a great place to hide it.
Yeah.
What else are grandmothers for? What else are they good for?
Well, I did use to sneak her whiskey, her Seagram 7 sometimes.
Like, yep, you hit her liquor cabinet. Yep, I remember that.
Well, I guess I'll let you guys know if I end up feeling any better from that game.
Okay, brother.
Yeah,
thanks so much.
Thank
yeah, let
you.
Us know.
I think he feels better already.
So we're talking to people who have hid drugs in their grandmother's walls. 201-209-9368.
I never hid drugs inside a wall.
Huh, really fascinating.
Yeah.
Huh. Hey, if you're just tuning in, Ken remembered that inside a wall is a place that he has never hidden drugs.
Never done it.
Huh, interesting. We're listing all the places Ken has never hidden drugs. 201-209-9368. Fascinating.
Growing up, did your brother or sister do drugs, or were you all straight edge?
I don't believe my sister... I don't believe my sister did drugs.
Yeah. You never found out about your brother?
No, I mean, he makes his living selling fentanyl, but I don't know. Are you asking if he does it?
No, if he was doing drugs while you were growing up.
Oh, he was growing up.
Yeah, I'm wondering whether you were witness to, you know, other people hiding drugs. And
no,
stuff.
We were pretty. No, our family was pretty straight down the middle.
Yeah.
I mean, I had my issues.
Like what?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't go to school.
Yeah. Well, they wanted me. They were very unreasonable. They wanted me to attend class.
Right.
And so pay attention.
You would cut class and
apparently,
go.
Apparently, listen to this. I don't know what it was like in your town or where you grew up. Mm-hmm. In our hometown, there was school every day, every weekday. 5 days a week.
Right.
Yeah. Is that the same with you?
Yeah, we had the same thing.
No way. I said no
we
way.
We did. No, we. Well,
I mean, I just wasn't going.
We both grew up in New Jersey. Maybe it was a New Jersey thing.
Yeah.
And so you wouldn't go to class.
5 days a week. 5 days a week, Ken.
No, we had the same thing.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't. You would leave class and go to see a movie. Just like Martin Scorsese or Steven Spielberg.
Well, except things turned out a little differently for them.
Yeah.
They're not sitting here listening to Donald Duck imitators telling drug stories. I'm sure they're doing something else today. They're not shilling tickets for bingo night. Their careers they went down a different path, Ken. They're not selling bingo tickets.
Where did your lives diverge? Because you were all cutting class and going to the movies.
Can I tell you something, if you're asking seriously?
Yeah.
The day I met you.
Thank you. Yeah. Hi, caller. You're on the air, and your voice is disguised.
No, I have the answer, because you can't pan, but we can. So just instruct your listeners to pan.
I can't pan.
No, you're not listening, Ken. He's suggesting. No, he's I'll explain it.
Okay.
He's suggesting he understands that you can't pan. I don't even know what that means.
Okay.
But he's saying the listeners can pan.
Oh.
The
okay.
listeners can. The listeners. Yeah, the listeners can change the signal all the way to the right
this
channel.
He's a genius.
Yeah. And then what will they hear? What will they hear? What will they hear if the listeners change it all the way to the right panel?
Just the chipmunk voice.
You can understand it.
It's the monster. So we're asking our listeners, we're instructing our listeners, if you don't want to miss a single word, a golden word, to turn your balance knob all the way to the right, and suddenly the callers will be much more clear.
Yes, or to the left.
Or to the left.
Whichever works better.
Okay, thank you.
Adjust your set.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to rat anybody out?
Yeah, some other time.
Is that what he said? Some other time.
Yeah, some other time. He has a life. He just wanted to help Claire. He just wanted to help Claire clear up the voices.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Ken. Oh, Ken. What are we doing, buddy? What the hell is going on?
I'm sorry. It's been a long time since we had to disguise people's voices. I should have tested.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. It's all my fault.
Are we going to get some new equipment? Are we going to upgrade this equipment after the marathon next March?
No, I think that this can probably be fixed. Not quite sure what's wrong, but doesn't sound like it's beyond repair.
What does the money go through for the marathon?
Oh, to keep the radio station on the air.
Hmm. But what if, like hypothetically, you wanted to make an argument, like to raise money? You wouldn't say that.
You know, no, that is what we say.
To keep do you know what on the air means? It means to continue.
Yeah,
broadcasting.
We continue broadcasting. Yeah.
To keep this radio station
right, because
people
want to hear the station continue because they like the programming. I probably didn't make that clear earlier. They like it. No, they actually like it.
Well, you don't have to tell me. Tell the listeners that they like it. Try to convince them.
No, they're the ones who like it. They don't need the convincing. You're the one that needs convincing. How about that bingo night we're having Friday night?
How about as a You know, it'd be a little refreshing right now. A little dead air. Just what? A little taste of dead air.
Nah.
How about a moment of silence? Did somebody die today? Let's have moments of silence.
I'm sure somebody did die today.
Who died today?
I bet you a lot of people died today.
Well, maybe somebody of note.
Oh, somebody of note.
Yeah. Who died today?
Somebody of note. Oftentimes you don't find out about these deaths until a couple of days later. I don't know if you knew that.
Well, if they got blowed up, if they got blowed up in public.
Blowed up?
Yeah. Who died today? There you go. Because I think I'm working backward from a moment of silence.
Oh, Danielle Jones died.
Tell me who that is.
Oh, she was she was very popular in So You Think You Can Dance.
I don't know that show. Oh, but she was so young. She was in her 40s?
Yeah, 46.
No, baby, I can't do that. We can't joke about that.
Well, you already are.
No, baby, no. That's too young. How about somebody like about our age?
Oh, Travis Barker?
Who's that?
Oh, my gosh. He was only 26.
Oh, no, I can't do that either.
Yeah. Oh, how about, Reginald Jackson.
Who's that? Tell me, who's that?
Reginald T. Jackson.
How's that? Who is that?
You know, the famous bishop.
I don't know him. What did he do?
He was part of a long tradition of black clergy. Fighting bias, getting out the vote.
Wait, and are we against bias or for bias?
Very good guy. No, we're against it.
Oh, good. Wait, and he was against it.
Yeah, and he...
Oh, I'm going to miss him.
Sorry, he died yesterday.
No, it's okay. We can still have a moment of silence.
71 years old.
Oh, it's about our age. That's my age, at least. Reginald Jackson.
Reginald T. Jackson.
Let's have a moment of silence. Would you buy a moment of silence? It's not technically dead air.
No.
Would you buy it?
No, I wouldn't. Not. No.
You don't want to have a moment of silence?
No.
For Reginald T. Jackson?
I respect Reginald T. Jackson. He did God's work.
He did. He fought intolerance, but he's not apparently worth a moment of silence here at FMU.
Well, because we're on
What do you have to do to have a moment of silence at FMU?
We're on the radio.
Yeah.
So I'm against, I'm against silence on the radio.
Let's call his widow and explain to her why he doesn't deserve a moment of silence.
Well, his daughter is Regina.
Okay, let's give her a call.
You could call Regina.
We respect him. We thank him for his service.
Regina
but,
V. Jackson.
Yeah, but Ken's the standard for a moment of silence is a little higher here at FMU.
You know what Regina said?
I can't wait to hear it.
He said he died of cardiac arrest. The biggest killer. You know, more people die of heart disease than of cancer. I know all you think about is cancer.
Hey, that reminds me, if you're over 55, you don't want to be out there shoveling snow.
That's true. Did you get snow in Madison?
No, but Beth has been worried about me shoveling snow.
Tony Madison, you don't shovel snow. You hire somebody.
Well, I melt it with urine.
Well, that'll only go so far.
I know. Hello. Takes me weeks to clear the walkway. I come in. I drink some more.
You're going to have
I drink another half a gallon. I go back out.
Going to be a snowy winter. You better be drinking a lot. Maybe you could save it up.
Shut up. I have a method. I know what I'm doing.
I've seen your method.
So have the neighbors.
Spraying it all over the damn place.
No, I do not. I keep it on the walkway. I have had this argument 100 times.
You're not methodical at all.
Oh, I am so methodical.
You're like...
God, you sound like my neighbor across the street. Not right across the street, but the one catty corner.
You know what your neighbors call you?
Yeah.
Scattershot Breckman.
I wish they'd call me that. I dream of that as a nickname. I suggest that as a nickname.
Hi, you're on the air. Your voice is disguised.
Urine boy. You're the urine boy. That's what I say to my neighbors.
Radio boy. I'm radio boy.
Radio
boy. Hey, guys.
Hi.
A really irresponsible mess up Uncle Terrence's sibling.
You were a really irresponsible something.
My uncle was like a steward.
Oh, you're a really irresponsible uncle.
And, it was very, very
drunk.
Much like an older brother.
Wait, can I only listen to the right side?
Shoplifting.
Wait, let's try that.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, we can just do that with our headphones.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, so...
That's much better.
Yeah. He tried to blackmail me.
Who tried to blackmail you? Who tried to blackmail you again?
His uncle.
My uncle, who really is more like an older brother, you know what I mean? Like this girl can't live with me.
Oh, he's
yeah,
a
the
drunk.
Uncle lives with him. The yeah, uncle right, lives yeah. with... The uncle is in the house
right.
and is really closer to it being a brother than an uncle. But the uncle listened to this guy and tried to blackmail this caller.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I was saving money because he dabbled in the playoffs, which is like a really, right now, it would be a really big deal. And I come home, I open my drawer, and the money is not there, and there's no.
Oh my God, his uncle stole all his cash.
I would check the grandmother's wall. That's where everyone hides everything.
Yeah, and it's the note said, you know, because I've been arrested 2 months before for trespassing.
Oh, my God, you were arrested 2 months before the cash disappeared because you were trespassing.
So you couldn't call the cops. The uncle was counting on you being intimidated and afraid to call the cops.
Yeah, I had nowhere to turn.
He had nowhere to turn.
That chemical factory, that's what everybody called it in my town. Oh, the chemical factory. Nobody
the chemical factory.
I looked it up on Google years later.
Yeah.
They processed opium into... You know, a
pharmaceutical. Oh, my God. There was an OxyContin factory in town. Good Lord.
That's how crazy is that?
Oh, my God. Well, thanks for ratting out your uncle.
And for ratting out your town and the big industry in your town.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything specific yet, but...
Yeah.
Well, what is the town? Don't tell us the name of the town.
No matter what the town's called, Ken would call it paradise, right, Ken?
Can you spell the town name? Don't say it. Wait, just spell it.
L.
Leonia. Linwood. Did you get that, Andy?
I don't know. I heard a lot of wonderful letters.
Leonia.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I heard a chain of letters.
All right, thank you. Thanks for ratting out your town, your uncle.
Yeah.
Sorry you got all your cash stolen. That uncle
He was saving up to go to see a hockey game or something.
Was he?
Something.
Yeah, see the Devils?
I have to leave early.
The Rangers? Oh, yeah. Who's your meeting with tonight?
I do have a meeting. It's a meeting at 7, so I want to be able to take it.
Yeah. No, of course you do, because it's about your big TV show.
I have
show.
A life, yeah.
Yeah. Your CBS television show.
Original broadcast show out there.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Well, I'm saying it's not. There's not a lot of jobs out there.
Yeah, they're not making many shows anymore.
No.
Yeah.
No, the industry is a little constricted.
Yeah, and the movie industry too.
Yeah, but all the movies they are making are fantastic.
That's not true.
Oh, it's not true?
No,
I haven't seen any of them.
Have you seen K-pop Demon Hunters?
Is there such a thing? That's on Netflix?
You don't know about K-pop Demon Hunters?
I think my grandkids are into that. Is that?
No, it's at the theaters. It's a hit. No. It's a big hit. Man, you don't see many movies anymore.
I see movies made for adults.
Yeah.
Like I saw Afro Whores.
Well, you've seen that like 20 times.
Yeah.
Did you see it again?
Well, there's so many unanswered questions.
Not really. It's really
pretty straightforward.
Yes, I think it's pretty straightforward.
Well, I've never seen. I've only seen the first 12 minutes. Hey, if you're just tuning in, we're working on a little material we'll be doing on Bingo Night.
Oh, Andy has a really hilarious joke, but it's going to be family friendly because we have earplugs at the front. They're free earplugs for kids. Hi, you're on the air. Your voice is disguised. So talk slowly and deliberately.
We're ratting out our siblings.
It would be so much cooler if I was going to see Ken Russell's The Devils of Udon and a Devils game.
It would be so much cooler if he could see the Devils.
No.
He's talking hockey.
You know,
yeah.
The Devils, the Ken Russell movie about the, you know, the witches claiming they were, I mean, the nuns claiming they were possessed by the devil.
Yeah.
It's a great movie, and that would have been so much better than a Devil's game. You know, I'm embarrassed. I'd be so much cooler if I was 14 and I was going to see the Devils with.
Well, I can't understand. You can be
as candid and open as you want because your voice is disguised on the radio.
And I cannot understand a word you're saying. So speak slowly and deliberately.
Say whatever you want about your siblings.
Yes. Okay. It would. Have been so much cooler had I been going to see Ken Russell's The Devils. It's an amazing movie. outrageous.
Okay.
He's referring to.
It would have been so much cooler if he saw it. Can you say it again, but even slower?
The Devils.
The Devils. I got that.
New Dawn.
The Devils.
Ken Russell.
Ken Russell's. Oh, Ken Russell's the Devils.
We thought he was talking about hockey.
Vanessa
hockey team.
Redgrave.
And with Vanessa Redgrave.
Oliver, yeah, with Oliver, what's his name?
Oliver Reed.
Oliver Reed. And he was getting burned alive at the stake. You see his skin bubble up.
So it's very, very different than a hockey game.
Of aborted bastards.
That's right.
Grandier.
That's right. Oh, you want to let him talk? I'm leaving early.
On delay?
Here's all I know. I'm leaving early.
On delay. Oh, yes. And what's the meeting about tonight? You're having a meeting with CBS television executives.
We're putting together a production.
Oh, you're interviewing somebody.
Did I say that?
Yeah, I believe you did.
Well, that's actually true. That's accurate.
Are you interviewing for the female lead?
Not today.
How about... Aubrey Plaza?
Oh, that's funny you mention her.
Why? Is she in contention?
Well, she has a movie career. I don't think she'd want to commit to a...
Right. You need somebody without a movie career.
Well, when you take a job on broadcast TV, it's a 5 or 6, sometimes a 7-year commitment.
Oh, yeah. So you need a loser. Okay.
Well, no, we're not looking for a loser.
No?
But someone with a healthy film career.
An unemployed winner.
Yes, an unemployed winner.
Okay.
Do you have a list of...
Anna de Armas?
Well, she has a healthy movie career, too.
Okay.
See, that she
right.
wouldn't be
sorry about that.
In contention.
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
We're looking for a loser, someone desperate, somebody with a lot of time on their hands. Do you have a list of current FMU DJs, Ken?
I do.
I'd love to see that list. I'd love to maybe consult that list.
Really? Would you want to hire one of our female DJs?
Only if they have no commitments for the next 5 or 6 years.
Why, your TV show's going to be in production for the next 5 or 6 years? Wow. You're...
Optimistic?
Optimistic.
Well, you're right. You're right, I am optimistic.
That would be what, like 4 or 5 seasons?
I guess that would be 5 seasons. And you're right, there's no... You can't count on that, for sure.
Oh, my God. Andy Breckman's Einstein was the greatest series on TV until season 13. Oh, man, did it go downhill.
It's something no one will ever say. You're tuning into Things No One Will Ever Say on WFMU. Hey, that wouldn't be a bad show.
Call us
up and say something no one on earth would ever say.
Well, your voice is disguised, so we wouldn't know what the hell you were saying anyway. Man, I'm so sorry about the...
Don't worry about it, buddy.
...reverb unit.
No one cares.
Jeez.
Don't worry about it, my son.
Poor Reginald T. Jackson.
Let's do a moment of silence for him.
Cardiac arrest.
He seemed like a good guy.
He was a good guy. He was a great guy. New news on the Matthew Perry death.
Oh, no. Well, that was a couple of years ago. But what happened?
Oh, they just found... They just arrested his doctor. Doctor, get... You want to know what his doctor's name was?
Yes.
The doctor who gave him the drugs that killed him? Dr. Placencia.
Really?
Yeah.
That's almost... too easy.
I know.
To make fun of him. And he got 2.5 years?
Yep, 2.5 years in the can.
Oh, God.
Or maybe it was for changing his name from Doc Placenta.
Oh,
Dr.
God.
Dr. Placencia.
I guess when you have a celebrity for a client, it's very tempting to just write whatever prescription you're asked to write.
Why? Why would that be tempting?
Well, you don't want to say no to a famous person.
Huh. Even if it's bad for them, you just keep writing the script.
No, I mean, isn't the cemetery filled with famous people whose doctors misdiagnose them or the doctors who wouldn't draw a firm line in the sand?
I suppose so.
Isn't that the Michael Jackson story?
Dr. Feelgoods, yeah. You just go doctor shopping. You just keep changing. Change in doctors until you find one who will write you the script.
Until you find Dr. Placentia.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air. Your voice is disguised, so you need to speak very, very slowly.
I'm overwhelmed by the combination of placebo and Placentia.
Something about placebos.
and Placentia.
This is so sad.
Oh, something no one would ever say. I have absolute faith in our president, Donald Trump.
There you go.
I have
he's
faith.
He's a great leader.
There you go. See, that's sarcasm,
well
baby.
First and able to handle international affairs, has all my confidence.
See, there you
optimistic.
Go. That's sarcasm, baby. I love it. Hey, listen, I'm going to say goodbye. I'm going to see.
No, no.
I'm leaving.
No, you can't leave.
I'm leaving now. I'm going to see some of you.
Don't leave.
I'm going to see some of you Friday evening here at the station.
At bingo.
A bingo night.
Seriously, before you leave, tell us who it is that you're meeting with and what you're discussing.
I'm not going to say who it is, but when you're putting a production like this together,
yeah.
there's a lot of jobs to fill, a lot of openings.
A big TV show.
It's a big TV show. It's yeah. a big operation. It's kind of a.
It's a network TV show.
It's you're building a machine, really.
Yeah.
And. Just like here at the station, you want to hire the best and the brightest, right?
What?
Exactly.
Best and the brightest.
You get my humor. You get me. That's why I love you. Okay. I love you, buddy. And I'll see you Friday.
What's the job you're interviewing for?
Exactly.
Tonight.
It doesn't matter.
No, we want to know.
I think it's best boy? Yeah, best. I think it's a director, to be honest.
Oh, a director?
Yeah.
You're interviewing for the director?
Well, one of the directors. Listen.
How many directors do you need?
Well, it's a great question. You ask a lot of questions, young man. And I love you for that. I'll see you Friday.
Okay. See you Friday for bingo. Brother.
Yeah.
Bingo with 7-second delays. Ken and Andy. Oh, that's Andy right now. He's leaving, and I'm Ken. And it's at Monty Hall, 43 Montgomery Street, this Friday night, December 5th, 7:30 p.m. Grill 'em tough, Andy. Don't take no for an answer. See you later. Thank you. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU. I love you more. I love you 2 to 3 times as much as you love me.
Perfect.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Hope to see a lot of you at bingo Friday night. Doors at 7:30. Bingo at 8. Stay tuned now for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
Lucky, you and I, lucky girl, lucky guy, and when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak, a lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
Well, thank you very much, folks. We'd like
like to welcome you back for our second show of the evening here at the very beautiful Cottontail Lounge. Don't forget, if you have any requests or anything, we're here to entertain you. Let us know. We'll be more than happy to do them for you. We're featuring the very lovely and talented Miss Lori Lee, our vocalist, Ike Reeves at the Hammond organ, Bobby Christopher, the drums and vocals. My name is Ben Champion, and we hope you have some fun. So stick around. We'll try to play some of your favorite tunes, all right? Hey!
You got no money and you got no home. to spin the wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show you the colors that are painted pony on the spinning wheel ride.